I want to start with a question to those of you out there, and this is really an easy question. What is the landmark case from the Supreme Court on expert testimony? All right, I hear it. The first thing I'm going to do is ask the question, how is it pronounced? What's the correct pronunciation? You know, it's two syllables, and there's at least six different possibilities as I see it. There's Daubert, D-A-W-Bert, and then Bert, Daubert. There's Daubert. Then let's change the second syllable. We've got Daubert, Daubert, and Daubert. I have the definitive answer for you. I found a blog from something called the Michael Smith's Law Blog. Maybe you're familiar with it. I wasn't necessarily. But in any event, he talks about in here an article that was in the Emory Law Journal. It was written by a fellow named Michael Gottesman. And I'll just tell you what it says here. Michael Gottesman was the attorney for the plaintiffs in the Daubert case, or whatever the pronunciation is. And at the beginning of this article, he says as follows, I've been fortunate to represent the families of Jason Daubert and Eric Schuler, the petitioners in the case that has mistakenly come to be called the Daubert case. My principal contribution here is to report that the folks who brought the case to the Supreme Court pronounced their name Daubert, or as some might say, exactly as it's spelled. The penchant for foreign fancies has caused many to show their expertise in French pronunciation at the expense of this all-American family.